Let's pray over the word. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that your word is life to those who find it, and it is health and healing to our flesh. Father, as we open your word today, I pray for revelation knowledge to flow. I thank you that faith will come, and we give you the glory and honor for it, Father, in Jesus' name. All of God's people said, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're going on Partners of Growth, Partners in Growth, and I've just been having so much fun with this. I can't get it off my mind. It's always in my heart. Partners in growth. And we're talking about personal growth right now. And there are three aspects we want to get into with personal growth. Spirit, mind, body. We are spirit. We have a soul, mind, and we have a body. Amen. A vessel. Something we use while we're here in the earth. If we don't have this, we're out of here. Amen. Which would be okay. It's called, the Bible says, it's promotion. Yeah, so amen, I'm out of here. But we're here, so we're here for a purpose. God's got us here for a reason.
Amen.
So while we're still here, we do his work. We do his will. So we're to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman. Need not be ashamed. What do we do? Rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. So that's what we were talking about with the two plants. So now, I must confess, if you'll bear with me, this was our plant we weren't going to do anything with. This was our plant we were going to bless and love and say nice things to. And we left it outside and the cold got to it. So Kathy's been praying over it and nurturing it and trying to help it. But of course, what we're talking about here is we're talking about where we nurture one and we do absolutely nothing with the other. And we see what takes place. Now, there was a study done with rice. Noel was telling me about this. And there were four different things of rice, and they were white rice. And so they said nice things to one, they cursed another, they played good music and positive stuff to one, they played bad music to the other. And the two things that basically were positives, this rice didn't change. It actually looked great. It was wonderful. The other began to mold and grow and turn brown and nasty. And well, that's what happens. And we talked about that with Jesus when he was walking by the fig tree. And what did he do? He said, "Let no man eat fruit of you ever again." And it was a curse. And because of that curse, the tree died. Just died. Just up and it was all over with. Why? Well, we took its purpose away. So Fred was saying something this morning. I really liked it. He said, you know, even the one that we won't do anything with is still going to kind of look okay on the outside. And there's a lot of Christians that live their life this way. They kind of still look okay on the outside. But guess what? There's a mess going on the inside. They're dying from the inside out. Because see, we're spirit men and women. Yes. It's our inner man is who we are. So we can't really see us, but we can see what we're in. Yes. So we really can't see all the vitamins and minerals and things running through this plant, but we can see the outside of it. It looks pretty, but it's not going to if we don't do what? Nurture it, take care of it. And I was watching a preacher this morning, and he was talking just about existence. He was talking about evolution. He was talking about how it's absolutely impossible for all these things to take place and how they cannot prove the in-between from when the monkey turned into the ape, from the ape turning into this, and then the Homo sapien takes place and man. They cannot find what they call that space, that in-between. They always try to go to fossils, but they can't find any in-betweens of the fossils. Because all they can find is the actual adults, the monkey, the ape, you know, and the human. But they have that. You ever seen that little picture they have with all the different stages of man? Now, it's just like having a baby and not nurturing that baby. Now, from a cell, there's so much going on in a cell. I don't know why I'm on this. Oh, Lord, I got to get off of this. All right. But real quick, from a cell point of view, scientists say that there is more going on in one cell than there is going on in New York City alone. Now, you know what's going on in New York City? The traffic, the subways, the everything going crazy, right? Building from up and out. And I mean, all that. And yet there's more going on inside a cell than there is in that city. So how awesome God is when you think about his greatness. Amen. So I want to get into it. Let's get into the word. So we're going to talk about spirit first because we're going to talk about who we are. As growing personally, there's some things we need to do to grow. We can't just do nothing. If we do nothing and we exist, we just die. So we don't want that. So we must do something to nurture our spirit. So let's go to, if I can read your Ephesians 3:16. I wish you wouldn't write in cursive. Women, I tell you. Sorry. I mean, Sue, not women. I'm about to be in trouble. Yeah. I may be in a whole lot of trouble when I get home. No lunch for you. 1 year. All right. Marriage 101. That class is downstairs. All right. So Ephesians chapter 3, and I really don't want to just do right in that verse. So let's start in verse 14. Ephesians 3:14 says, "For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might or power through his Spirit in the inner man." So the inner man, who we're talking about? We're talking about us. We're talking about who we are, spirit. We are spirit. So he says that we are to be strengthened with might by the Spirit for the Spirit. Yeah. You understand that now? You get it? So we're strengthened in the inner man, the Spirit, by the Spirit. What Spirit are we talking about?
The Holy Ghost.
So the Holy Ghost then strengthens our spirit. This is where we draw our strength from.
We need.
Are you going to talk?
No, go ahead. I'm good.
Oh, you're looking
I'll
at
chime
me.
In.
You sure?
Yeah.
All you're right.
Good. Yeah.
Looked like she's going to hit me. So I mean, all right. So we are strengthened in the inner man by the Spirit of God. So what do we need to do then? If we want personal growth in our life, we've got to spend time in the Spirit.
That's right.
Spend time in the Spirit. You know, we sing in the Spirit. We pray in the Spirit, the Bible says. You know, so we spend time in the Spirit. The Bible also says that God and Spirit are one. And so we minister to God by the Spirit.
Right.
And we communicate Spirit to Spirit.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
So, next one. Where do you want to go? You want to do this one or you want to do that one?
Well, no, go this one.
Let's do that one. Yeah. Jude. Go to Jude.
Jude.
I like Jude. Jude's all right. Jude. Praise the Lord. And now, I can't help myself. I have to read verse 20. So let's do that. "But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the
Holy Ghost."
What are we being told to do here?
Praying.
We're being told to pray in the Holy Spirit. "But you," he says, beloved, "build yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit." Oh, so if we pray in the Holy Spirit, we're building ourselves up.
Amen.
That sounds like personal growth.
Yeah.
Amen. Personal growth. Building ourselves up on our most holy faith. So we have faith.
Yep.
We have lack of faith. Yeah. We have little faith. Yeah. If you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to the mountain, "Be removed, be cast."
Yeah.
We have the different kinds of stages of faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Different stages of faith.
Yeah.
This one, if we pray in the Spirit, we are building ourselves up on our most holy faith. This is the kind of faith that you walk on water with. This is the kind of faith that you lay hands on the sick and they do recover.
Amen.
And the mountains are destroyed.
Amen.
And the, amen. Right. Your faith, right? So your most holy faith. This is what we're talking about, praying in the Spirit. I'm going to read the next one. Verse 21 says, "Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction. But others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire." What is he doing? Pull them out of the fire. We're saving lives. Pull them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. We see what's going down in Houston, right?
Ugh, this is horrible.
We see all this jazz. Oh, you know, this person gave $1 million. Here's a challenge of all these actors challenging each other to give $25,000. And yet some of them are multi-millionaires, right?
Yeah.
They give and they want to be seen. Oh, look what I gave. Sandra Bullock gave $1 million. They're all sitting there complaining because she's got more than 1 million. Like it's not enough. Our president, President Trump, gave $1 million of his money. Wasn't enough because he's a billionaire. It's his own money. He can give what he wants to give.
Yeah.
He's not even taking a salary.
Yeah.
He's not even taking a salary. They don't even talk about that, do they? No. Hardly nobody even knows the fact that our president is not taking a salary from us. But it's not enough. It's just not enough. What we talked about on Friday was what? Making disciples, right?
Yeah.
that we can't just leave them once we get them born again. Because the devil will immediately come to steal, kill, and destroy. We can't just leave them because they don't know what to do. They're like babes. They're like babes, right? And if you don't nurture the baby, feed the baby, love the baby, take care and teach the baby not to run out in the middle of the street. Right? This is what we need to do. What we're being told here is to pull them out of the fire. If we have to. Pull them out. Pull them out. But what are we doing when we pull them out? Then we nurture. The Bible says to make disciples of all nations. All right? So we can't just leave them alone.
Right. I'm going to say something. Okay, now I'm going to talk. Verse 21, where he was reading, says, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ into eternal life. I have an arrow going off to the side, and I have the word guard. Guard. So we are to guard ourselves. We are to guard it. We guard the things that are coming in. Guard the things that are around you. Put that guard up. And that's part of maturing. That's part of your personal growth. Watching and, you know, your surroundings. Who are you surrounding yourself with? What are you putting in? What are you, you know, think about, it's not just one area. It's every area of life. And guarding that. Guarding that. This is, I mean, we talked about last week and we talked about how it's a personal thing. It's your personal growth. It's right here. It all starts right here. And so you have to guard, guard every day, guard, you know, I mean, there's what you see, what you
feed yourself,
what you get involved in. And when you do that and you're guarding yourself up and when you're building yourself up, we read in Ephesians that that's where you get that strength. Mm-hmm. We all need strength. I wake up every day and I'm like, I don't want to get up. I don't want to, you know, it's just like, we're tired. You know, you go through life and it's just like, sometimes it's like really taxing, but we all need that strength. And now we're learning. We're learning where to draw that strength from. We're learning how to guard ourselves, you know, and keeping everything in our life and checking it every day. And, you know, I gave you the challenge last week. Every day, do something to grow yourself. Do something, you know, even if it's a little baby step. Every step is going to take you to the next step, to the next thing in your life. So guard what you're putting in. Guard what's there.
You know, guarding a lot, you think about it. The Bible says that the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things will choke the word out. And this is what we live by. This is what we're told to keep it before our eyes, in the midst of our heart, because it's life to those who find it, and health to their flesh. So the devil will immediately try to bring the cares of this world to try to choke the word out. Mm-hmm. When you receive a good word or something good from the word, he'll immediately come to try to steal it. The cares of this world, or he'll tell you, hey, you need to make it rich, you know, and he'll try to get you off on a path of working three jobs, and you have no time for your family, you have no time for your the Lord in prayer and the Spirit and Jesus, and he takes all your time. And we're talking about personal growth. And when he's trying to steal all of our time, we can't grow. Right. We can't grow with the knowledge of the word. We can't grow in the time with the Spirit. We can't grow in time with our Lord in prayer. So that's, we've got to guard ourselves. I like that. I like that. Build yourself up. Guard yourself. Amen. Yes. Praying in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Let's go to Psalms 51. 1 or 7?
51.
Psalm 51.
51:10.
You're not allowed to write them down anymore. Psalms 51. Praise the Lord.
Oh, I'm in Isaiah. Wrong one.
You got nice handwriting if you could read it. Psalm 51 verse 10 says this. Says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Amen. Let me keep going. No? So, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. That sounds like growth. Yeah. Doesn't that sound like growth? A renewing of your spirit. Creating this heart to a clean heart, right? The Bible talks about the heart becoming stony. Yeah. A stony heart or calloused. And so we want a heart of flesh and blood that beats love, right? So create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a steadfast spirit within. That word steadfast, what does that mean? Means immovable.
It means immovable.
Steadfast. Yeah. You can't move me.
That's right.
You can't. The devil cannot move me. You have to have that kind of attitude when it comes to the things of this world. He will not move me.
That's right.
I will not be moved. off of my faith, off of what I believe. You'll not talk me into doing that.
That's right.
You'll not guide me in the wrong direction. I'm with my God. Mm-hmm. Right? Amen. We've got to continually watch over that. Amen. Yeah. So I like that. Being steadfast. Be steadfast. You know, it's funny. When I met Sue, she'd been raised in the church. You know, she didn't know anything about the Spirit. Mm-hmm. Because at their church, they didn't teach the Spirit at all. She didn't know anything. But she was... okay, show me. What do we have to stay what? Teachable.
Amen.
Stay teachable. Stay open to the Spirit of God. Stay open to the Word. So when the Word says something, we don't just brush it off like it's not there.
Right.
It is there.
Yeah.
And so we have to, okay, if he says do this, then we should do this.
Amen.
Right?
Right.
Yeah. So she began to, okay, she accepted the situation. She accepted what the Word of God said. She said, all right. And she's a powerful praying woman now. I mean, not that she wasn't then, but now she's got even more of an advantage.
Amen.
When it comes to the Spirit. So praise God for that. Amen. And there's something that we have to be is steadfast, immovable. The Bible says always abounding in the work of the Lord.
Yeah.
Abounding in the work of the Lord. There's that word again, work. Ugh, nobody likes work. I don't know why, but working with the Lord is a good thing. Amen. All right. So that's Spirit we're talking about. Now, let's look at the mind, all right? Amen? Go to Romans chapter 12.
While you're going there, I just wanted to tell that scripture that we just read in Psalms, that created me a clean heart, O God. And my version says, renew a right spirit within me.
Yeah.
There was a time way back when in the youth, I had done that scripture one time and was teaching on it, and I wrote it all down and put it on nice cards and gave it to all of the teens. And I mean, at that time we had a lot of teens, and it was when we were like at the biggest,
about 75,
and I gave every single one of those kids that scripture, and I said, okay, now I want you to take this card, and you know what, 75% of them I know didn't do it. That's just, they're teenagers, that's what they do, and I know that going into it. But so there was a handful that took that scripture, and every day I told them for a month, for 30 days, every day, I want you to read that scripture out loud. Just create it, you know, because they're all going through stuff. And I had a handful of teenagers at the time really going through some really rough times.
Yeah.
And I had about two or three that did it diligently. And they, every week they were so excited. And just speaking that one little scripture, which just took not even a minute for them to read out loud to themselves every day, it sunk. It went deep into their heart. It went right in there. And the stories and the situations that changed in their lives was just, I mean, I'll never forget. Some of them even gave their testimonies, and some of them had family issues. Some of them had relationship issues, just different things. But just saying that one, and some of them were struggling with, you know, drugs or alcohol or whatever, but they would say that, and God truly did restore or renew their spirit within them. So every day they would just say that, just that one little scripture.
Yeah.
And man,
amen.
It was powerful.
We had a powerful group too.
We did.
Yeah, so amen. So Romans chapter 12, and I like it all, but we're just going to read verse 2 on this one. It says, and do not be conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Amen.
So, don't be conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. How do you renew your mind?
The Word.
The Word of God. We put the Word in, we speak the Word out.
Yeah.
That's how we if you want to be smarter in mathematics, you put math in and you write math out. Amen. I mean, she doesn't like math. I like math. I can't stand English. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, but yeah, so we want to grow in an area. We've got to realize what we're putting in. And all three of these areas are going to be controlled by what is going in. Spirit, what you're putting into your spirit. Mind, what you're putting into your mind. Body, what you're putting into your body.
Yeah.
All these things are controlled by what's coming in. And what is the devil going to continually do? Bombard you with what's coming in, coming at you. Temptations, addictions. It could be anything. Evil thoughts. I was listening to a guy on the radio on this show, and anyway, he was talking about the Jack the Ripper guy and all that, and the new book that came out. And he was talking about this guy is He found out that he was a descendant of this serial killer, and that they actually created the word serial killer for this guy. And it was not a term being used or ever been used at that point. So they were talking about this guy, and he said, you know, when I found out that I was a part of that gene pool, it messed me up. He began to think, am I like that? Because I have evil thoughts. He's thought evil things. Well, you know what? The devil will try to bring evil thoughts to everyone. He'll do that. That's how he gets in. And when we accept it and then act on it is when he's got a hold of us.
That's right.
That's the only time. He can't get a hold of us if we don't accept it and act on it.
That's right.
Right? So he bombards us with it. We just say, in Jesus' name, leave me alone.
Right.
I cast that. The Bible says to cast it down. So we cast it down.
That's right.
Take it captive.
Yes.
Amen? Cast it down. Don't let it get you. Don't let it come at you.
And if, I'm pretty much, and if it, in youth group, it's always youth group for me because that's what I've been doing for all these years. But it's one of the things, if you go back and 15 years ago, if you ask any teen what they remember taking from anything in youth, they would always be, you guys always said, make the right choices. Make right choices. And they still, I mean, they'll still email me, text me, and Facebook me and say, you know what, Miss Sue, I still always remember you saying, make right choices. And it's all about the choices that we make. It's all about the, you know, what choice are you going to take today? Are you going to read your Bible? Or are you going to watch your favorite TV show? Are you going to, you know, spend time with the Lord? Are you going to talk to your best friend on the phone? You know, it's all about the choices that we make in life. And so many times, it can be just as easy as to step back. And I would always tell the teens, just step back and think about it for a second. Is this going to help me? Is this going to benefit me?
Right.
Or is it not going to benefit me? So think about that. If you're questioning it, then you probably shouldn't be doing it anyways. So it's all about the choices we make.
Yeah.
What are we putting in? What are we allowing to feed us? And so it just reflects to that.
That's very good. Very good. I like that. They do remember it, I tell you. Let's go to Philippians. Is that Philippians?
Yes.
I don't know what that is. Philippians?
Four.
Philippians 6.
Four.
That's a four?
Yes. Remember, I'm your helpmate.
Yeah, you are. You're helping me, all right. Philippians 4, let's
start
in verse
it down.
7. Says this, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and minds through Christ Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yeah. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Amen?
Amen.
The things which you learned, verse 9, which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. Amen.
Peace.
So basically, thinking on good things, just things, true things, right? These things are what we are told to meditate on them, of things that are of good report. What do people do when they're miserable? They want to tell you how miserable they are. They do. And they want, what do they want? They want you to be miserable with them. They do. They do because, see, if you're miserable, they're miserable, everybody's miserable, they get to be happy. It makes them feel better.
Kind of contradicts itself.
So, and yeah, misery loves company or whatever. So, no, we're to meditate on good things. So when people want to bring gossip, the Bible says not to gossip.
That's right.
So when they want to bring evil things or gossip, we don't listen.
Yeah.
Say, sorry, I don't have time for it. Right, yeah. I don't have time to hear that kind of stuff. Amen. I'm to think on good things so that as I meditate on those things, then God and his peace will be with me. And I need peace in this earth. Amen. We need peace in our homes.
Yes.
We need peace when we're driving down the road.
Yeah.
We need peace at our workplace. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
So praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
Very good. You got it.
I'm glad you liked it. 1 Corinthians 2. In verse 16. It says, for who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of
Christ.
Christ.
Another great
commission. So there's an awesome thing that we need to understand is we need to have the mind of Christ. If an evil thought is coming, that would not be the mind of Christ. So we cast it down. If we want to go do something bad that we know we shouldn't do, that is not the mind of Christ. Right? So we think on the good things, and we want the mind of Christ. The best way to have the mind of Christ is to
know the Word.
Read the Word.
Yep.
Put the Word in. Put the Word in. Put the Word in. Put the Word in. The more Word that you put in, the more you'll have the mind of Christ.
Yeah.
I love how Christians like to quote that they have the mind of Christ.
Yeah.
And they're so far from it. They can't tell you the first scripture out of the Word.
It's a great confession.
But
keep saying it.
I have the mind of Christ. They know that half part of that. They don't know the beginning of it, but they know that bottom part.
Yeah.
I have the mind of Christ. Oh, do you?
Yeah.
What's your favorite scripture? that one. Well, where is it?
But that's where personal growth comes from, though. I remember a time where I did not know where a scripture was. When I first, I mean, even growing up in the church and everything, I would hear it and preach, but I never got into it. I never really read it and got
to
know
it.
And
about the address.
So, yeah. You know? So it takes time, and that's where growth comes from. So if someone says, I don't know, that's okay. Go look it up. You know what I mean? But it's all about making sure that on your personal time and in your time, you are getting to know what it says. I still have to look up things sometimes. I know what's in there. I just have to find it sometimes.
I know what she's talking about. Yeah. Praise God. All right. So now we've talked about mind. So let's talk about now body. Go back to Romans chapter 12 again. Flip back over to Romans chapter 12.
A couple pages.
Yeah, it's only a couple
pages.
And we're going to read verse 1. He says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
Amen.
All right, so as a growth for our body, then, we are to present our bodies as a sacrifice.
Yes.
It means, as a sacrifice, means we don't do whatever we want to do with our body.
That's right.
We don't get to do whatever we want. We're to go to God.
Amen.
Is this acceptable, God, for me to do?
Yeah.
Is this acceptable for me to do? And we ask God about that. Because in growth, take smoking, for instance. Is this acceptable to God? Well, what's God going to say about that? Well, the Surgeon General says that it causes cancer and can kill you. Right? So what do you think God might say about smoking? That's not acceptable to me. That's what he'll say. That would not be good personal growth for you. That's not presenting your body as a living sacrifice. Because see, if you're going to present yourself as a living sacrifice, you've got to ask God first. Why? He's in charge. I don't just go do what I want to do. I ask my wife. I'm hers, right?
That's right.
We became one, didn't we? When we got married and we said some vows under God, she owns me.
That's right.
And I know that. Why? This thing's on my finger.
That's right.
It's bound. I'm bound to it. It don't come off.
Makes me sound like a mean person.
But guess what? She's mine too.
Right.
She doesn't just go do. She doesn't go stay out all night.
Nope.
Or she's going to get it. No, but she doesn't do those. Well, now, honey, can I go out with the girls? Sure. You don't have to ask me. Well, she still knows she doesn't have to ask me, but she does out of respect. Why? Because we are one. I don't just go do what I want to do. I'll say, hey, honey, I just want to let you know I'm going to thus and so.
Right.
And she'll say, okay.
Yeah.
She doesn't ever tell me, unless it's not a right thing to the living sacrifice.
Yeah.
If it's not a good living sacrifice to God, she's going to be saying, no, you're not doing that. You're not going over there. You're not doing that. Nope.
Yeah.
That's
right. Especially if I'm going out with the girls. I ain't going out with the girls. I'm talking to a dead man walking. We ain't going that route. So praise God. So we go to the Father because the Bible says that we've been adopted by Him. See, we are not our own.
That's right.
We've been bought with a price.
Right.
And that price was ultimate.
Yeah.
And now because we're not our own, we must present ourselves to Him.
Yes.
And we must go and say, Father, is this acceptable?
Yes.
Can I do this?
Yes.
Because you know what? We do that. When we do that, it's going to keep us out of trouble.
Amen.
It's going to help us not sign the wrong contract.
Yes.
It's going to help us not get into business with the wrong person.
Yes, right.
His guidance is there to help us.
Grow. Help us
Amen.
Grow.
And help us grow. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
That's right.
So we are looking at Philippians chapter 4. Philippians 4.
This is fun.
Philippians chapter 4, and let's look at verse 8 again. It says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, and whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good of good report, there is virtue, if there is virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. So as we do this, and we meditate on these things, it's going to strengthen us. It's going to strengthen us. It's what we put in to our bodies. It's what we put in. Everything that we're doing, spirit, mind, and body, is affected by what we put in. Well, so if we're hanging around with somebody and they're just of evil report, it's going to affect us. Mm-hmm. It's going to affect us. It just does. If I eat cake all the time, guess what it's going to do to me?
How did you know?
Not a good thing. So, yes, not a good. So I don't eat cake all the time. I take it in moderation. Mm-hmm. You know, I do a little bit of cake, ice cream cake, just in case you were wondering. Praise the Lord. And our last scripture is Proverbs chapter 4. Let's go there. Proverbs 4. Praise the Lord. And this is like my favorite passage in the Word. Proverbs chapter 4, well, one of them anyway, in verse 20. Says, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. To what? All their flesh. What are we talking about? We're talking about our body. So the word of God then is life to those who find it. How do you find it? You search it out.
That's right.
Right? If you lose... Let me ask you a question. Somebody gives you a check for $1,000 and you lose it. Are you going to look for it? Are you going to look for it? And then, and when you find it, are you going to be real happy? But then if you don't find it, are you not going to be real happy? Right. We search it out. And this is what we do with the word. He said, my son, give attention to my words. We've got to give attention to this word. We incline our ear to its sayings. Don't let them depart from our eyes, but we keep them in the midst of our heart, for they are life to those who find it and health to all our flesh. All our flesh. This is where our health comes from. Amen. This is our health. So we put it, we speak it, we listen to it, we think on it, right? And it strengthens our bodies. Keeps our bodies strong. Amen. You know, this one was the wrong one, but here the scripture that I'm talking about is where the body exercise it says profits little, but exercise does profit.
Yes, it does.
I don't like to exercise. I like to lift weights, but I don't like to run. It's really not fun for me. I don't like getting on a stationary bike. I don't like to ride a bike. I exercise is okay. In moderation. Oh, no. But see, I may exercise a little. But see, Jake may exercise a lot. And he's going to be thinner than me, stronger than me. Why? Because I only do a little, but he does a lot.
Yeah.
Right? If I feed on the word a lot, my spirit man's going to be strong.
Yeah.
If he feeds on the word a little, his spirit won't be as strong.
That's right.
Amen? That's why we have men and women in the body of Christ, in the families of Christ, that are stronger in some areas and weaker in others. But that's why we're together.
Amen.
This is why we're not to beat each other down.
Amen.
We are to be one together as a body so that my weakness can be her strength, or her strength can be my weakness. Mm-hmm. We're together as one. We're strong.
Yeah.
Amen. Where I'm weak, you're strong.
Yeah.
Where she's weak, I'm strong.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
God doesn't put two weaklings together. Did you know that?
Yep.
No. That's not how God works. No, that's not how God works. God's going to help you by putting someone strong in your life.
Amen.
And that, as you listen to that person that's strong, you'll begin to strengthen.
Yes.
Why? Because you're putting in what that person already knows.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You see, I know this. I know if I go and I lift weights a certain way, because this guy who's got massive arms, right? And he tells me, now, if you just do it like this, like I did, you'll have big arms. Guess what I know? I know if I do it just like he said, I'm going to have big arms.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like to have big arms, so I do it in moderation. No.
Yeah.
But I know because I've seen it and because he has the experience in it that if I do what he said, I could be like him.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I'm not going to cheat, take steroids. Oh, no.
No way.
But yeah, so no. What are we putting in to our body? What are we putting in to our mind? What are we putting in to our spirit? All these things are going to affect our personal growth.
Right.
And it would cause us to act or react based on what happens in our life.
Yeah.
So think on good things,
yeah.
Right? Put as best as you can, put good things into your body.
Mm-hmm.
I took vitamins this morning. I try to take them every morning. Sometimes I'm in a rush and I forget. But I take vitamins. I enjoy to take vitamins. My hair grows fast because I take vitamins. That's what my hairdresser says. Because I take vitamins, my hair grows fast. That's what she said. But then, like, what I've put into my spirit causes my spirit man to be strong.
Yeah.
And it gives me strength and might and joy and peace.
Yes.
Why? Because I'm putting the things of the spirit into my spirit.
Right.
And that's how we get personal growth.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
And it all ties back to one thing. I'm standing here, you know, I'm listening and everything. And as we've been going through the spirit, the mind, the body, and everything, I see that it all points back to one thing. The Word.
The Word.
The Word. Our personal growth all points back to the Word. Now, next week, we're going to get into our personal relationship with the Lord.
Yes.
And prayer and, you know, building that part of it. But it all starts with, number one, being born again.
Yes.
Having Jesus as Lord of our life. A relationship with him and getting into the Word, the right things, feeding yourself, making the right choices, staying as best that you can in that right place. But it all three of those, it all pointed back to one thing, and that was the Word.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God, babe. Good job. You're all right to have around. All right, hallelujah. If you'll stand to your feet, praise the Lord. We'll pray a blessing on you. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. I hope you got something good out of this today.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to grow together.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. We praise you. We thank you, Father, for your Word. We thank you that your Word is life to those who find it and health and healing to all our flesh. Father, I pray as we go this week that your angels be in charge over us to guard and keep us in all of our paths. And our pathway is life and blessing. I thank you for that, Father. I thank you that this week will be a blessing, Father, to us. And we give you the praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you all. Have a blessed week.